Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for August the 31st. Today's devotion is entitled, When the Stars Sang Together. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, asking a series of questions meant to humble him. The Lord asked where Job was when he laid the foundation of the earth, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. The morning stars and sons of God are a classic example of Hebrew parallelism, where the second phrase restates or amplifies the first. Together, they describe the angels who rejoiced at creation's dawn. Their worship resounded in heaven as God spoke the universe into existence. The imagery might also be taken literally, for Isaiah described Lucifer as a morning star before his fall. Moreover, scientists in our day have discovered that stars themselves emit resonant frequencies as if they sing like musical instruments. In this way, both angels and stars testified to God's glory when the foundations of the earth were laid. When we gaze at the night sky, we hear only silence. Yet the Lord revealed to Job that heaven and earth resounded with singing and worship before humanity was even created. This truth humbles us, reminding us of our smallness before our great Creator. Still, it also calls us to join the cosmic chorus. If stars and angels sing, how much more should we, who have been redeemed by Christ, lift up our voices in praise? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your power and wisdom displayed in creation. Forgive us when we forget that you alone are worthy of worship. Teach us to join the chorus of all creation in giving you glory. May our voices rise together in joy, for you have not only created us, but also redeemed us in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.